Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Sturdivant. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tom Sturdivant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturtevant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Sturtevant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturtevant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sturtevant hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturtevant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-2 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturdivant bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Gurnett, and towards Mauch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bob Grimm now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 3 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Mock moves to second. It's Yankees, 4, Red Sox, 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mock scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skowron. The throw from White and he is safe. Skowron steals second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald strikes out. One out. Joe Collins pinch hits for Elston Howard. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ena Slaughter pinch hits for Jerry Coleman. Ena Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson pinch runs for Ena Slaughter. Tony Kubek pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.